Can you believe that? Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 62 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and great to see you guys. Hope you're having a great Sunday. Hope you had a great week. I sure did. It's been one heck of an interesting week here. So, yeah, let's dive in. I'll tell you about it. So I left you guys last week, last Sunday, and I had had about probably pretty close to, well, I guess when I left you guys, it was only about 16 or 17 inches. But by the time that snowstorm ended on Sunday, I ended up with about 2 feet of snow here. And it cleared up on Sunday. So Friday morning, it started snowing. And then we got about 2 feet, I think, was snowing when I talked to you last in the morning. And then it cleared up Sunday. And I had a great day. I played in the snow. I went down and I got the machine out. And I got the driveway clear so we could get in and out, which I was worried about. And yeah, so that was good. Monday, I was able to get to the store because I got the driveway clear. I went first thing in the morning and it started hammering snow again before I returned. So I got home and we probably got another 18 inches. I mean, maybe almost another 2 feet on Monday and Tuesday night, or Monday night into Tuesday morning. And then it snowed all week. And it snowed right up until Friday night, I think. I got my last like 4 to 6 inches. And now it's mixed snow and rain. So it started raining yesterday. And I've been stuck here. I was stuck here all week. I got the excavator out and I got things cleared, like I said, last Sunday. And then it snowed a bunch. And I got back out of the machine and I broke it, which was expected. It was coming. So I spent the whole week kind of stuck here. Which was great. It was just fine. I was stoked. I had some friends come over. We built some jumps. We snowboarded my hill. Yeah, I just had a great time hanging out in the snow. It's been a lot of work feeding the animals and keeping up with everything. Things are kind of torn up. One of the eaves on my little shack here sort of broke. Nothing bad. Just sort of bent the roof down. I'm going to have to go fix that. And the big house, the gutters are all getting torn off as the snow creeps down off the roof now with all the rain. And I'm just buried. I'm buried here. I still have probably, there's well over probably 30 inches on the ground. And it's all rotten. So going up and down the hill, I've never shown you guys my walk, but it's a pretty steep walk, about a quarter mile up and down to get here. I have to carry all my things up and down. And it's just a muddy trail. And now, of course, it's knee-deep rotten snow. So I'm going to have a bit of an interesting week. I was thinking I'd dig it out, but it's just too much. I tried. I got like 15 feet and was like, this is going to take weeks. So I'm just going to have to wait it out. We were 50 degrees yesterday, so it's going to melt quickly. But I'm going to be showing up to work with some wet pants and shoes for a little while for this week. And that's okay. So yeah, so it was a great week. Man, I had a lot of fun in the snow. I'm really tired. It really wore me out. Just walking, just doing the chores, getting up and down the hill a few times during the day, and probably snowboarding and post-holing around in the snow and all that. My legs, I just have been exhausted. I worked out hard all week because I was stuck home, so I would get my exercise in the morning, and then I'd have to go feed the cows and walk out to the mailbox and do some shipping and this and that, and I would get to the end of the day and I'd just be beat. So that's good, I guess. Really kind of enjoyed that. Aspect of the week. So anyways, that's enough about the weather. It's just been an interesting week because I've been stuck here, haven't been able to get to work, and I've been enjoying it. And we're supposed to get, I don't know, it's mixed right now. It's supposed to cool off and we're gonna get a little more snow before it goes all the way away. But I'm clear now. I fixed the machine yesterday. I was able to break out, get to town, get what I needed and get it fixed. And so now I've got the driveway totally clear. And unless we get a lot of snow, I don't think I'll be stuck here again. So other than walking up and down through the rotten snow, everything's just great. So from a zero carb perspective, I've had a really interesting week, you guys, actually. Keeping things simple for the most part, but you know, as this way of life goes, I just continue to learn stuff. And really more at this point, I'm getting affirmation that I'm really, you know, getting some things figured out. So it's been a great week. I had a really good week, in a lot of ways. So I left you guys last Sunday. I was back on the grocery store ground beef, and I had been hungry. I'd been eating a lot. And so Sunday I ate quite a bit. I think, you know, I probably ate 5 pounds of ground beef. I was mixing it with my lamb, a pound of lamb. And I remember that day I pulled two of those lamb packs out of the freezer because I had been eating so much and I was so hungry. And that usually means I'll mix those usually with 2 more pounds of ground beef. So yeah, 5 or 6 pounds. And I ate it all that day, and I ate quite a bit that night. And sure enough, I woke up at midnight, and I had the burning in my stomach and the pain and the sweats and all that. And I knew what it was, and I knew what was coming. So I climbed down out of my loft, and I just vomited, and everything was better. So, and sure enough, what I vomited was undigested, you know, fatty bits and meat bits. And just as I found, now I remember that hasn't happened not once on my homegrown beef. So I'm really getting adept at learning, you know, what that is and what causes it. And I'm pretty darn sure at this point, it's still the same thing. It's bits of tougher fat, could be meat, but mostly fat, like the gristle and nerves and things from ribeye, I know for sure will do it to me. But in the ground beef, you know, there's just so much stuff in there that it doesn't bother me when I eat an okay amount, but when I eat too much, it seems like all of those hard to digest bits just sort of collect in my stomach and my stomach acid sort of runs out or whatever happens. You know, like I digest a lot of the meal, but this happens when I eat too much. Like it's a function of volume at one sitting. I've learned this now. I know this for sure, that if I eat too much at one sitting, and if that too much consists, if some of it is made up of gristly bits or fatty bits and in volume, it seems like I can digest that stuff just fine up to a certain amount. And then whatever doesn't get digested just sits in my stomach and starts to burn and cause pain. And then I end up sweating and vomiting and diarrhea or whatever, you know, to get my body to get rid of, wants to get rid of it. So now that I've learned what that is, I feel it coming on, and I've been, you know, able to sort of proactively just vomit it up. Sorry for all the detail, but you know, that's how we do it here. At any rate, first time in 6 months or so since I was eating my own beef since September. So now I'm back on store-bought, and I'm loving it, to be honest. It's really good. It's really fatty. It's far fattier than my homegrown. And I think that's really the issue, is just that when I eat the store-bought, it's not necessarily the quality of the meat. It's just that, they probably grind up a lot of fatty bits, and there's probably a lot of gristle and you know, harder to digest bits in there. And I just eat a lot more of it than I do when I eat my homegrown. That's my theory anyways. So it doesn't make me sick in any way when I eat it normally. I eat the same pack of beef all week. It's just when I eat too much of it in one sitting. And it doesn't make me feel ill after I eat it. It just, 6 hours goes by and my body says, that's it. I can't digest anymore. You're going to have to get rid of it. And yeah, so that happened Sunday night. So didn't have a great time during that. But again, some affirmation and some confirmation of what I've been learning over the last couple of years. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, let's see. I just kind of stayed the course. I did eat some bacon this week, bacon like I did last week. I finished off that pack. No problem. No problem at all. I feel great when I eat it. So I think, I don't know that I'll incorporate it as a real regular thing, but I do enjoy it. And especially when my burgers are feeling, when I'm feeling when I just feel like I shouldn't eat as many as I'm hungry for, the bacon kind of takes the edge off there, and I can, you know, satiate myself with, for some reason those fats are different. I know it doesn't make much sense. Like I'm eating more fat to satiate myself, but it's less of the gristle, I think, is what it comes down to. So that was pretty great. Had a good week, felt really good. And then Friday, I think it was Friday, might have been Thursday, I decided to try that cow's cheese. Now, I told you last week I ate goat's cheese. I ate quite a bit, 6 ounces or so over the week, and I was fine. And so yesterday, or not yesterday, but Friday, I guess it was, I ate cow cheese, some aged smoked cheddar, and it was all natural. There was nothing in there. The smoke was natural. And man, it was so good, you guys. I loved it. And my body seemed to really love it. I had no issues that day after eating it. I felt great. I had a really good day, actually. I do think, seems like this has happened a couple times now. I do think that there's something in cheese that I'm not getting from my meat that my body likes, wants, needs. It seems like after I eat cheese, I tend to feel really good. Like I'm not, I know it's definitely got calcium, a lot of calcium, vitamin A, that I'm probably not getting in my meat very much of. It has a lot of, and vitamin E probably as well. So maybe some of those things are making a difference. When I eat it, it does make me feel like I had a good day after I ate it. I felt really good, well charged up and powered up. However, it would appear that it does come at a cost. And so the next day, and this has always been what I noticed with cheese, even going way back to before I thought I was sick at all. I just remember cheese used to plug me up, slow things down, but in some ways it also kind of leads to diarrhea, as weird as that sounds. I end up going, I slow down. I have a little more firm movement, sort of. The first time, and then later in the, it seems like it just doesn't all come out, and then I have issues later in the day and end up using the restroom again, which I haven't done, on this diet, which I used to do all the time. And then that can be there can be some discomfort there. So I've always noticed that with cheese. So ate it on Friday this time, felt great. Woke up Saturday morning, had a little bit of a slower movement, felt like I didn't finish all the way, but it was okay, and went about my day. And then, yeah, by at 2 o'clock yesterday, really strange timing for me to have some sort of event, but I started feeling unwell, and I felt pain in my abdomen that I hadn't felt in a long time. And I had one old school teacher when I was in miserable pain when I was in 7th grade, and I was dying. I needed to go to the bathroom. I didn't know I was sick back then. That's 40 years ago. And this is one of the reasons I know I've had Crohn's or whatever my whole life, because I remember those episodes when I was like in middle school, not being able to sit in class and begging the teacher to let me go. I mean, just about crying, feeling like I was going to explode. I'd already been once, so they didn't want to let me go. And this teacher said to me, he goes, ah, oh, he was an old crotchety guy. He goes, you just got gas cramps. Just suck it up. Because I was just in excruciating abdominal pain. And I believed him. And you know what? I think he was right. I mean, he wasn't right that it was just gas cramps. I think I have a chronic illness, and so those just gas cramps were a chronic part of my life. I was in constant pain and discomfort. However, I do think it is gas cramps. And so I hadn't felt those for a long time. Gas cramps, that's a funny way of saying it. What I think it is I think it's gas that's trapped in my intestinal tract, due to obstructions or restrictions from my illness. And again, I think that's kind of maybe part of what happens with those fatty bits too. I think the bile runs out and they just can't get through. I don't know if I have a restriction. Like I said, I've never really had anything come out of me much bigger than like that. So I'm pretty sure I'm restricted somewhere. I don't know. You'd think doctors would help with this stuff. Whatever. Anyways, yeah, so I ate the cheese Friday, and yeah, 2 o'clock Saturday, I started having that same thing, feeling stuff, wanting to move around and not being able to, feeling like I had gas. And I had a couple episodes, moments where I was like, oh, and I thought I was gonna pass out. I mean, it was bad. No, not awful. It's actually just like a normal day in my old life. But it was painful. And then I ended up having another bowel movement, and it was painful, and it wasn't good. Just sort of got through a plug and led to some diarrhea, and so Oh, much to my regret, I don't think I'm going to eat the rest of that cheese. There's like 4 more ounces in there, and man, it was so good. And I really enjoyed it. But yeah, I do. I think that it really causes some issues. Now, I read a really interesting thing just a few minutes ago, and it was someone saying, hey, if cheese is causing you these issues, and they described some of my issues, they said, consider this. This is really interesting. Consider that cheese is basically concentrated milk, and that a serving of cheese, a few ounces of cheese, has the equivalent calcium as, a few glasses of milk. So, in other words, if you eat, and I'm just paraphrasing and I didn't do any research, so don't quote my numbers on this. I'm just going to throw some stuff out there. But say you eat 2 ounces of cheese, you might get a few days' RDA worth of calcium. Now, that's all well and good, but from someone like me who doesn't eat much calcium in my normal diet, that can really throw things off. Now, what this person was saying was calcium, and I'm going to get it wrong again, but it offsets, it's an electrolyte, it can offset your electrolyte balance. It can bind up the magnesium, either bind up magnesium or your body can't process it or something. It, interacts with the what inner. Fears with the way your body processes magnesium. And so if you get a whole whack of calcium that your body's not used to, can throw off your electrolyte balance. And that, as much as anything, can be a big reason for the drying out of the intestinal tract. Magnesium tends to pull water into our guts. Calcium tends to do the opposite, right? It tends to be a drying agent down there. And so, I thought that was really interesting. I thought that could be an explanation of my mechanism. Now, there is also all the dairy, the enzymes and lactose and all those things in dairy that also affect people. So there's many mechanisms there, but I found the electrolyte mechanism really interesting. It doesn't really matter to me what it is. I just know that it messes me up. I did really enjoy it. I ate quite a bit on Friday. I ate probably 2 or 3 ounces. So I would say that, moving forward, I think I'm going to continue to experiment just to verify it. I don't think I'll be terrified of cow's cheese, but I'll definitely know that I should take it easy and maybe just have a taste. If I'm somewhere where I want to taste some, I don't think I'll be unwilling to do that, but I will not eat very much. And I didn't eat a ton, compared to how a lot of people eat cheese, but for me, I guess it was a lot. So here we are, 2 years in, still learning. Love that. So that's my week on zero carb. I feel great. Like I said, I was real tired. I had a real high output week. But I do. I feel really good. And I had some good learning experiences. So it's been a great week from a zero carb standpoint. I do want to touch on one other thing. I did try and go back to Twitter for a second. I just want to touch base on that because some of you commented on it. And I wanted to just, there was a great illustration. I went on there for a minute and there was one comment or, whatever on there that was just a great illustration of what bothers me so much and why I'm not participating there any longer and why I probably won't. And I'm not picking on Twitter. I love Twitter, for the way it allows us to, connect with other people with our same beliefs. And, I got a lot of support there, and I got a lot of, I just felt like I wasn't so alone from hanging out there. And so that was great. So this isn't a pick, this isn't a criticism of Twitter. It's just sort of me and my sensitivities and the way some people use Twitter. So I went on there and, I just want to talk about what bothers me there. Just so you get an idea of, oh, what gets me agitated or whatever, of why I have a hard time there. It isn't necessarily politics or vegans or anything like that. I'll tell you what bothers me the most. I went on there and there was a post from a guy, Bill Lagolos, I don't know how you say his name, Calories Proper. And he's got a really like I just want to make fun of him now because of this stupid thing he wrote. And I hate that about myself. I hate that that comes out in me. And that's what I don't like about Twitter was I read this guy's post and I just wanted to attack him. I did. It made me so upset. And here, he's a PhD. He's a doctor of some type. So you'd think that would mean a thinking, a smart man. And his post was just, you know, he says, he posts something like, man, goes on carnivore diet, gets scurvy, you know, basic, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this guy, he's been around the community for a long time. He knows better. He posted a single anecdote of a man who had eaten spam, like canned ham only, some processed meats, maybe some sausage or whatever, but canned processed meats only, and had gotten scurvy. I mean, all I wanted to respond to this guy, you know, I just couldn't think of anything. I did have some witty comebacks, you know, but that didn't matter. I just wanted to attack him. I want to say, you know, you have a PhD, you have letters next to your name, you're smarter than that. That's like me posting a anecdote of someone on a mixed diet who only ate, you know, Swedish fish and beef jerky. I don't know. You know, it's ludicrous. And he's smarter than that. And he wasn't someone who I took as, you know, someone who was out to attack or denigrate or belittle other people's choices or methods or whatever. And so the thing that bothers me the most is that people with PhDs and doctorates and things like that, who are supposed to be people that we, you know, look to for guidance because they have education and are supposed to be trained in logical, you know, critical thinking and all those things. And he comes out with just an obvious troll, an obvious attack, something that, you know, really was just a very low intelligence post in general. I mean, if he wants to make criticisms this way of eating, there's a lot of ways you can do that have some validity. But there was no ground to stand on there. It wasn't an example of a carnivore diet the way anyone who's done an iota of research would do. And, you know, what really bothers me is just that there is no science on our way of eating. So rather, you know, these are the people that we're counting on to come up with the science. We're counting on them to guide us and to show us, you know, what our most advanced knowledge can teach us about nutrition and ways we should eat. And rather than being curious, and I understand, absolutely understand being critical and thinking that this diet is crazy and is going to lead to scurvy. Absolutely. Believe that. Think that if that's what you want to think. But for God's sakes, like, you're a PhD. Do some research, you know? There isn't science on this. You can't come up with studies that prove your side one way or the other, either side. I can't come up with any either. But acknowledge that and do some research. Don't just throw out, yeah, you know, I don't know what I'm saying. It just drives me absolutely crazy. So, you know, I was on there for a minute I got upset. You can see it in me now. But really what it did, it just made me want to lash out at the guy. I just wanted to say, you asshole. Like, there's so many people that we could help right now. And if you have concerns that are valid, raise them and study it. I mean, you have the ability to go do studies. You're a PhD. You can find studies. You can inspire other PhDs to do studies. You can get to the bottom of this if you're curious. And it just drives me nuts. And, you know, we get so much flack from people who've never been here, who have there's no studies, you know, they haven't experienced it themselves. I mean, it's just straight speculation. That's what drives me crazy. It's the absolute antithesis of science. And Twitter is absolutely chock full of scientists who won't science and can't see that. It's like they're blind. It's because the science doesn't exist for our way of eating. They think that the science says that it's bad. And I just can't understand that in PhDs and other people with letters next to their names. I have zero tolerance for that and zero respect, to be honest. They absolutely lose all respect to me. And that's what I wanted to type to Bill Wagalow's Calories Proper. I just wanted to go, you know, you really should be ashamed of yourself. You have letters next to your name. When you were getting those letters, is that what you thought you were going to do? Was just speculate on speculate on hypotheses that have no science behind them, and state, you know, state without question that you know the answer, because that just makes you look stupid. So, yeah, some bad scientists out there. A lot of them are on Twitter. So, Calories Proper, Bill Lagalos, you're a dumbass. I'm just going to say it. And you have no defense. You have PhD letters next to your name. You really owe it to yourself to do better. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's what I wanted to type to him. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's really what I wanted to write on Twitter. And he should be. Very, very small-minded. So, at any rate... See, gets me all agitated. So enough about that. Yeah. I don't think I'll be going back there very much. So anyways, that's enough for today, you guys. You know, I'm just, I'm really, really, really stoked to be moving forward, you know, in so many ways. I think that little rant just there really illustrates one. It's like, I just don't care. I mean, I do care, obviously, but none of that stuff matters in terms, you know, we just know that it's not the truth. And then there was a time not too long ago when I was on this original, you know, when I first started this journey, that would have really thrown me off, because I really do put a lot of faith in those people with letters next to the name. My sister is one of them. And I have a lot of respect for people who have done that difficult task of learning how to learn things. I don't know how you can go down that road and be so close-minded. So at any rate, I feel really good about, you know, how I've progressed and how we are all moving forward. And now those things don't bother me anymore, because I know better. So I know that guy's a dumbass, and I know that we know better now. yeah, I'm stuck there. Okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let you guys go. It's coming up on 8 o'clock here. It's raining, not snowing. That's good news for me. And I'm really looking forward to the week. We're hopefully going to warm up. I've got a lot of boat work to get caught up on. I'm going to start a new boat at a new shop and hopefully finish the other one out. And just kind of start heading into, hopefully this weather will break and we're going to start heading into spring. We get pretty warm end of February, early March. We can have some real warm weather. So hoping that we get there. Hoping to go surfing, to be honest with you. It's been a while since I've done anything like that. So I'm looking forward to a great week. I'm going to stay the course, going to eat my burgers, not going to eat the cheese. yeah, that's about it. So anyways, I hope you guys are all doing great. I hope you're feeling wonderful, making good progress. I sort of neglected to go back and read your comments. I remember one. I remember Robin telling me about to do the Stingray Shuffle. I know, Robin, I know. I was so remiss with my Stingray Shuffle. In my defense, I think I jumped off my surfboard after catching a wave and landed on that stingray. I don't think I took a step, but I don't really know because I wasn't thinking about it. But I'll tell you what, there's still, let me see if I can show you. I bet I can't. Maybe I can. Can you see that right there? It's still there. It's 3 weeks to the day today. And the scab has not come off. It almost looks black underneath it. Like maybe there is a little stingray barb underneath there. Feels fine though. It's totally healed up. Not itching anymore. I'll reiterate. Someone else left a comment about the carnivore diet stuff I've learned. Don't get stung by a stingray. Very true. Do not get stung by a stingray. Man, what a drag. Anyways, it's all healed up. I'm feeling great. And I'm looking forward to a great week this week. So hope you guys are too. And yeah, that's good for now. So I'll check in with you guys next week. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I really do. I hope you guys are making great progress and feeling good. And I'll see you next Sunday. And maybe I'll come up with something a little more interesting to talk about. I'll try. All right, you guys. Thanks, as always, for listening and watching. You make such a difference in my life. And hopefully it's helping you as well. So thank you again. And I'll see you next week. All right, you guys. Thanks so much. See ya.